Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling? Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun752. This is Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And we got this thing going on today, Saturday, the 11th of March, which is also going to be the very last daylight savings time ever. Somebody finally heard my cries, my pleas, and said, you know what, man, well, let's stop playing with people's equilibrium, their bodies, their mental health, their physical health, their circadian rhythm. Let's stop messing around with that. We're gonna do this last spring forward, and that's gonna be the time from now on. No more falling back. Actually, I think it would have been better for them to just fall back for the last time, because that's Eastern Standard Time. Why should daylight savings time be the forever? I don't know, man. It doesn't matter. Listen, today we're talking about a mental day off. A mental day off. What do y'all know about needing a mental day? Have you ever needed a mental day off from work? Have you ever needed a mental day off from work? Have you ever had to stay home after going to work for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months? You know, you haven't had any time off for a while, and you may need a day just to decompress, a day just to cool out, a day just to get it all back together, a day to rest up, a day to be more productive, a day to get your mood together. It's a mental day. It's a mental day. We gonna be forever. It's a mental day. Mental day. I've been stressed on out ever. Oh, mental day. Mental day. I gotta get myself together. A mental day, a mental day. You might need a mental day off from work because you feel like you're getting jerked and you feel like you're getting played and you are not in a good mood, feeling rude. Kind of short with the people that you normally have a lot of patience with. You can't wait. It makes you feel kind of bad. You got to take a couple of days off till you're mad. The thing about a mental day off, I'm not even sure if it's real or perceived. I looked it up to see if there's an actual such thing as a mental day off. And evidently, HR doesn't recognize mental days off, but they understand. So you may have a job that offers you personal days. And your personal days may be below the surface what are recognized as mental health days. These jobs know what's going on now. You know, they have psychologists within the ranks of the workforce that know a certain amount of people due to the workload, the demands, the expectations, the pay, and all that kind of stuff. They know that it's going to affect people mentally and emotionally to have to come into work every day. They know that a bunch of people who don't know each other are having to work with each other and work things out and compromise and cooperate with each other. And they probably are doing that under circumstances that are not voluntary many times. So, you know, in order to prevent liability, because in business, it's all about liability. It's always, forever and always about liability. We got to make this money, and we have to make sure that we don't have to pay back more than we are giving out. Whatever we have contracted for, we want to make sure that we don't have to pay any more than that. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? So that's what we're talking about today, a mental day off from work. A mental day off from a lot of things. We're not just going to talk about work, because you may live in a home that is less than conducive to your emotional health. So you may have family members, a spouse, children, extended family members you know, peace to any and everybody who is performing home care or has taken in an elderly relative or disabled relative, that they have to provide time and attention and constant care for. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy. Keeps you up long nights, makes you worry a lot. You know, if you are in a position where you have to work a regular job and you have to also maintain appointments and schedules for your loved one that needs medical care, medical attention around the clock sometimes, it's not an easy situation. So you might actually need a mental day off from that, and you may feel guilty for taking a mental day off in order to get your mental state back together to the point where you can actually be helpful. You want to be helpful. You want to be loving. You want to hold it down for your people. You want to hold it down for your people. What's going on, T. Carrie Wright? Thanks for coming through. I appreciate me some you. So that's what we're talking about today, y'all. We're talking about a mental day off. Those times when you've been running your tank into empty and you've still been running off the fumes. Why do we do these things to ourselves? Why? Sometimes we do it because we feel like we're obligated to do it. And by obligated to do it, I don't mean that we don't have any other choices. And I don't mean that someone is making us do it. But we may feel obligated because of the love that we feel, because of the concern that we have, because we care. Even when you go to work, you may care about the company. You may care about your coworkers. You may care about the job that you do. You may be the type of person that really, really takes a lot of pride in the job that you do, the career that you have chosen, and, you know, how all of that comes into play. You know what I mean? You may be that type of person, and there's nothing wrong with being that type of person. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing but respect. But we also have to pay respect and take into consideration that we are only human. Flesh, bone, and hormone. Flesh, bone, hormones. Flesh, bone, and hormones. We can only take but so much. Yes, I understand you, Mrs. or Mr. Rock of Gibraltar. I understand how much the whole family depends on you. I get it, Mrs. or Mr. Oldest Sibling, or Mr. Patriarch, Mrs. Matriarch. I get it. I know that you have had to stay strong for others, and you have had to be there when other people had left or abandoned. I understand. I get it. I know how it goes. But you have to understand that you are nothing but flesh, bone, hormone. Flesh, bone, hormone. Flesh, bone, hormone. You gotta get in the zone. Flesh, bone, hormone. Flesh, bone, hormone. Flesh, bone, hormone. You gotta do something for yourself. Get in the zone. You know, so you might need a mental health day. A mental health day. It's funny because when you tell some people that you need a mental health day, they might try to clown you. They might try to tease you about it. But honestly, if you honestly need a mental health day, do you really care if somebody teases you about it? Because you really need it. Sometimes you've just been physically running yourself into the ground. And you know, when you physically exert yourself to exhaustion, it can have a really, really damaging effect on your mental and emotional state. Because when you're tired, when you're fatigued, you're not getting enough oxygen that goes to your brain, which can hinder your ability to have clear and well thought out thoughts, which can affect your decision making. Real trap, seriously. And then we wind up doing things that we regret or saying things that we wish we could take back, making moves that we wish we hadn't made. saying yes at times when we probably should have said at best maybe or probably no. Times when we probably said no, when we probably should have taken a little bit more time to think about the benefits, the future benefits of yourself and anybody else that were involved. But you said no. And it could have been because you were tired. You know how, listen, you know what? The things that happen when a person is tired is equivalent to what happens when a person really has to take a shit or piss. You know how it is. When you really have to relieve yourself, when you got to go to the bathroom bad to the point where you are afraid that you might not make it to go to the bathroom properly, you're not thinking, right? People asking you questions, you can't. You're like, I need to get to a bathroom right now. Whatever it is, yes, yes. They might have asked you, listen, I need to take all of the money out of your account. I need to whack your firstborn, and I need to enslave your grandmother. Okay, yes, yes. For a man, I don't know about y'all. I don't know if y'all know. Because it might go this way for a woman, too. You know how when you really have to go to the bathroom, when you really, really have to piss to the point where you thought that you weren't going to make it, you notice how you piss. Sometimes it doesn't even come out all that fast. You expecting it to come out like, and it be like, it got to build up. Like all of the piss is at the back end because you've held it for so long. I'm only saying all of this to say that when you're under duress, when you're not in a comfortable state, when you are at a point where you really need to relieve yourself, whether you're talking about taking a piss, taking a shit, or taking a breath, it can be equivalent to when you have been very tired and you really need some rest. And the opportunity for you to get some rest may be far out in the future, whether it's hours away or whether it's the next day away. It's going to affect your mental state. And you may need to take a day off or two or maybe even a week to honestly get your stuff back together. You got to get your shit together. It's going to be okay, though. When you are cognizant of your need to get some rest. You know, come on, man. You have people. I have people. We all know people who are in denial that they need rest. You know how that shit goes. We all know somebody who wants to act like they don't need to get rest. I slept 2 or 3 hours. I'm good, though. I'm good. You slept 2 or 3 hours. Maybe you slept a total of 16 hours for the week. No good, black man. No good. And on top of that, you ain't eating right. I've had to make the conscious decision lately to make sure I start drinking more of this. I was down to just drinking one of these per day and sometimes not even, you know, like a day or two would go by and I wouldn't have any. I used to drink these 3 times a day religiously. And I realize now that's why my health was in such a better state. Now I'm getting back on. I'm up to two times a day. And I'm back on the baking soda water. This is not just regular alkaline water. I put the baking soda in the water. Good for that tummy. So for all my people out there born under the sign of Virgo, come on now, don't act like Virgos don't always be having stomach problems, gastrointestinal issues, IBS, that's irritable bowel syndrome. It's always something going on with their tummy. Because Virgos be stressed. They be stressed. They be going to the tummy. You know it's true. Virgos. Virgo! And I don't care whether it's Virgo in the sun, moon, or the rising. get you some baking soda and water. You know what I mean, put it on a teaspoon with a good amount of water. Make sure that it doesn't, you don't put so much in that it seeps down to the bottom. You shouldn't be able to see it. It should all dissolve. But drink that 2 or 3 times a day. Your stomach is going to be right. And it's also really good for your digestive system. So I'm giving some of these tips, some of these health tips, because it can show you how to avoid having to take a lot of mental days off. But by all means, take your mental days off. Life ain't that serious. It's serious, but it ain't that serious. Because at the end of every life comes death. What we don't want to do is push up our death date to an earlier date because we were too busy fitting too many things into our lives. So let's start eating better. Let's start exercising. Let's start walking instead of driving so much, or instead of or riding so much. Start walking. When you take walks and stuff, you see things. You see things that are going on. You know, you notice things that you haven't noticed before. You're on foot. You hear sounds that you may not have heard in a while. Birds chirping. You know, you might see some chipmunks. You might see some squirrels. You might see a raccoon. You might see you might see a possum. I ain't trying to scare nobody, but you know, you might see things, see people interacting. You may see a home that you never saw before. Like, yo, I would like to live somewhere like that. You know, it actually helps you. It helps you. You know, when all you do is go to work and come home, pay bills, go to work, come home. 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 Pay bills, go home, work. Go home, work. Pay, go home, go to work, come home. Pay bills, go to work, come home. Pay bills, go to work, come home. Pay bills. When you get into that type of routine, as well as the other people that you may be a caretaker for, your children, extended family members, people that you help, friends, neighbors, community center people, club members, whatever. You know, when you are that type of person that everybody calls when they need something, when they need a resource, when they need a resource for everything or something, when you're that person that they call, it starts to weigh on you. And you know how it is. All of my people who fall under that category, you know what it feels like to feel like you're always doing something for everybody. You're always Johnny on the spot for everybody. You are the jack of all trades and all connections for everybody. But when you need something, you don't have nobody you can call because ain't nobody like you. Ain't nobody bad like you. The time is going to have to come when you have to find something a life that you enjoy again that you may have forgotten about. You got to get back to the place where you can love yourself again. So let's start within and without. So we're talking about taking the mental days off. Mental days off, what you know? All right, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Saturday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is a Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, bust a fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show, and today we're talking about a mental day off. Do you need a mental day off? Have you needed a mental day off? Have you failed to take a mental day off. Well, we're going to encourage you to do that today. Oh, yes, we are. Oh, yes, we are. I had to take one the other day. I'm the type of person that goes to work every day. And I don't know why. I've never been on a job that I love. For the most part. But just like I never loved school, but I took my ass to school every day. I didn't play hooky. I went to school. Win, lose, or draw. Pass or fail. I went. So that same sense of routine and responsibility, I carry it over to the workplace. I understand that that man pays you, that company pays you because they depend on you. Not only that, I need all my money. I need all my money. My money. Shout out to the people who don't want to take a day off because they know that it'll mess with their overtime. You know how it is. You know, for my people who do overtime, you know, overtime is everything over the 40 hours of work that you have been signed on for. So, you know, you ain't trying to have 48 hours of straight pay. You need that OT. You need that 8 hours on that OT. But my people who work two or three jobs and who work a lot of OT, y'all need a mental day off. You're running your body into the ground. I know people have told you that. I'm not telling you nothing new. But you have to take heed. At some point, and I'm not talking about no 1 or 2 days. You got to take a vacation. You know, listen, you know how some of us take a vacation just to work. You ever know anybody like that? Well, yeah, I'm off from my job all next week, but I'm working on my other job. I got to get this money. Come on, man. Ain't nothing wrong with chasing a couple of dollars. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't going to tell you not to get money. But that money ain't nothing when you're dead. That money ain't nothing when you sick. Ain't nothing. TK Wright says, I take a lot of pride in my job, but every so often, I have to take a mental health day. People who don't give a shit about their job take mental health days all the time. Notice that? They be taking more mental health days than we can count. Here we are going to work every day. Shout out to my people that sit in their car, get to work early, and sit in your car for a half an hour before you go in. Trying to figure out how you're going to make it through this next 8 to 8, 10, 12 hours. Shout out to y'all. You know you need... When you have to take some time off before you go in, you know that you need to make a move. Make that move right now, baby. You know how it go. And we be looking at people who get to work early. Let me get this straight. You getting here 45 or 30 minutes before you clock in, you just coming to work to hang out for a little while before you actually start getting paid. I don't know about y'all, but I be looking at them folks like, you got to be kidding me. I ain't doing it. I get to work on time, but I get to work when the clock starts. And I'm a manager. You know, manager is supposed to be the first one in, last one. I've seen the pitfalls in that game. I had to learn some tough lessons when it came to that. But so I do a good job. But I'm watching the clock just like everybody else is. So I'm going to make sure that you get your money's worth. But you ain't going to start going in my pocket. Yeah. But hey, if that suits you, who am I to tell you that that's not what you should do? For some people, for a lot of people, their work, their job is everything to them. That's the only place where they feel like they're in control. That's the only place where they feel like they're in the driver's seat, where they have navigational control or abilities. This is a word I'm listening for. I don't know. Maybe even conquest. Navigational conquest. Whatever. Whatever. Bottom line is you might need a mental health day. Mental health day. Where my people at that go to work sick? Like, you so engrossed in your profession and you go to work sick. Now, you know, we've been discouraged from doing that anymore since the whole COVID thing. But you know some people still come to work sick. And I know for a fact that some people have had COVID, especially now since they've relaxed the guidelines and the time that you are scheduled to be out. Yeah, you know people be coming to work with COVID. How you think you got it? What I call me a disgrace. TK Wright says, I do that sometimes. What are you talking about? You get to work early and just hang out before you start getting paid? He says, not as much since last summer. Well, let me know if I'm talking to you about the same thing I think I'm talking to you about, because you might be talking about going to work sick. Yeah, I mean, surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Ma? Hey. I said, hey. So, yeah. Going to work sick. Going to work sad. Shout out to my people that go to work sad. Oh, my God. Oh, man. When was the last time you went to work sad? Don't tell me you ain't never go to work sad. We all done went to work sad. Idealistically, we would all take time off when we find out that an ex of ours has passed, or somebody that we were close to got hurt, or somebody that we're really close to is sick and it's not looking good. They're not doing well at all. The end is near. We've all gone to work sad. We've all gone to work with those clouds hanging over our heads. We've all gone to work with those worries on our hearts. We've all done it. And we're going to do it again this week. But you need a mental health day, because those things can hinder your performance. Those things can sour relationships that were once really great. Those things can just kind of bum you out. Being bummed out. When was the last time you felt bummed out? Am I talking Chinese to y'all? Am I talking Mandarin? I hope I mean. I don't want to be talking Mandarin to you. I'm talking Mandarin to you, baby. Square, biz. I'm talking Mandarin, square, biz. I'm talking Mandarin to you, baby. Listen, that's the best Mandarin I know. All right. But yeah, we've all gone to work sad. Going to work sad, man. Man. How many of y'all listening to this show within the sound of my voice have gone to work and cried at work? You may not have cried in front of everybody. Some of y'all had to go to the bathroom. Shout out to all of my people. Listen, You have not settled into your job until you have found that bathroom of your choice. You know what I'm talking about, that bathroom of your choice. That private bathroom, got a lock on it, can't nobody interrupt you. You ain't got to worry about nobody smelling you if you're having a bubble guts. But that might be the bathroom that you had to haul yourself off to in order to go shed your tears. In order to, you had to take a, you took a mental health day at home. I mean, at work, I'm sorry. You took a mental health day at work. Some people have straight bust out crying in front of their co-workers. You know, it's honestly, I always said that I would never shed tears at work for any reason, but I'm going to tell y'all, you know, my dad passed in 2021, and I switched jobs that year. So I had to do some manual labor at this job that I had taken. Kind of threw me off because, you know, like, not that I mind getting my hands dirty, but if I didn't sign up for that, if I'm a manager and I have to do manual labor, like, that's not management. Anyway, so my dad passed. You know, I was very sad. You know, I think about my dad every day. I really, 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 really miss him, especially on those days where I'm unsure of where I should be going, what direction I should be headed towards, or, you know, like, because he was so smart, wise, and so insightful about certain things. And he was so experienced, you know. But when he passed, I really felt like I was ready. I wasn't ready, but I was prepared. Because I knew. I knew what was happening. And, but I don't think I shed enough tears for him, because every time I thought about him, every time his name came up, it started bringing me to tears. It really did. It was like I start welling up, and you know how your voice get funny, and it's like, and I was on this shit like, I don't want to be crying in front of motherfuckers every time I talk about my dad and all that. So without me really knowing it, I held it in a lot. Well, man, I was at work one day, and I was doing my manual labor at my job, and I was all by myself. Nobody could see me or check on me. I had my headphones in, and I think I had an experience or whatever with thinking about my father, and I bawled and I cried and cried and cried and cried. I must have cried for about a half an hour or an hour, and I just sobbed and sobbed. And it wasn't a sad sob; it was really me freeing myself. I had to get it out. I had to get it out. Because I didn't really realize I hadn't gotten it all out. I was too busy trying to stay strong, and I didn't even really realize I thought I was releasing before. But this time, I'm at work, and I'm crying. I mean, to the point where because I was talking to my dad. And I guess I was really just telling him how I felt. And how much I missed him, and how much I loved him, and how much I wish he was still here. And I got it all out. And it's funny because I was at work. So the very thing that I said I would never do, I did, but I didn't do it in front of people. You understand what I mean? But shoot, I hadn't cried like that at home. You know, but it started coming out. And when we start talking about taking a mental day off, you never know when it's going to come out. Your rest, your release may not come out on that mental day off, but you got to take it anyway. You got to take it anyway. I wasn't in a position where I could take days off at the time. You know how you just start a new job. You can't take, I couldn't take days off. So I had to, you know, I had to eat it. So it came when it came. It came when it came. TK Wright says, me again, for one reason or another, four times in 16 years. Yep, that's what it be, a release. Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm not no crybaby ass nigga. I'm not. But shoot, you know how you you know when you really let that cry out, you be sweating. You know what I mean? Your nose running. I was woo. But after that, I could talk about my dad without crying again, because I had to get it out when it came. There was nothing I could do. But it had to come. So, you know, after that shit, like I said, I was working by myself uninterrupted. By the time, you know, I had to be around other people, I got myself together. Like, yeah. And y'all better get this shit over. What? I'm over here getting this. Y'all ain't, what y'all doing? Oh, it's going to be prop. Heads are going to roll. TK Wright says four times in 16 years. Yeah. Yeah, it was, man. But yeah, going to work sad, you know, going to work angry, going to work frustrated, going to work with financial problems at home. You know, that's one of the worst things that can ever happen. Here you are going to work, trying to afford what you can't afford, what you're not making enough for back at the crib. Now, sure, that's a product. It's a byproduct of our decisions on the things that we buy and things, but it doesn't change the fact that a little messed up. We're messed up right now. We're a little messed up right now. But you might need a mental day off regardless. Regardless. So take it. Take your mental day off. Take some time off to get yourself together. Take some time off. Take a day. Take 2 days. Take 3 days. Get your doctor to write a note. Take three paid days off and get your doctor to write a note to say you were sick. You had an ear infection, some shit like that. As much as your job depends on you, they will make it without you. They have to. They will make it without you. But don't put them in a position where they can penalize you for having to get yourself together psychologically, mentally, emotionally. You don't want to go to work and sock one of your coworkers or cuss out your boss or any of those things that could cause you a lot of problems down the line, you know. You don't want to go to work. You know, I have this thing I call going to work with my fist ball, like literally going to the job like, who won it? Anybody fuck with me today? It is what it is. You know, you ever talk to somebody with their fist ball? They're like, well, I'm just saying, you know, listen, you don't like me, I don't like you, we can do whatever. Don't worry about why my fist ball. I mean, look, these my hands. I hold them the way I want to hold them. Anyway,
anyway, I mean, we can handle this. We can either talk it out, walk it out, or we can squawk. Yeah, whatever, you know? Like, I ain't for the BS today, all right? Just know that I ain't for the BS today. So if that's what you on, if that's what type of time you on, I suggest you set your clock better. It's daylight savings time, pussy. A lot of times people know when you come to work with your fist ball, they stay out your way. I swear, every time I've come to work with my fist ball, by the grace of God, cats stayed out of my way. I don't know if it was the energy of the day before, but they didn't add on. They didn't press on. You ever do it? You ever go to work and say, it's going down today? Brother or sister, you are not in a good place when you have decided that it's going down today. All right? Listen, I get it. I'm just letting you know you are not in a good place when you have decided that it's going down today. You are not in a good place when that happens.
We got to do better. Excuse me.
We got to do better. We got to do better. Even though, listen, I didn't sleep a whole long time today, but I'm going to sleep a little bit later for sure. And I slept good this morning. Came home, got my ass in the bed, slept. Because, you know, I work at night. And shout out to all of my third shift people, all of my overnight workers, all my people who are up at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, still getting it in. You got to watch out for yourself, man. The human body was not made to be up that late. It was meant to sleep at night. I understand you're a night owl. You know, you like to be up late. Yeah, I get it. Your mind is about that life. But your body, trust me, it's not. And you don't want to start getting old before it's your time. That's what you don't want to do. But I suggest you eat better, drink better. Got my tea, you know. Take care of yourself. Don't eat all heavy. Don't eat all heavy. Man, come on, man. I be seeing people eating cheesesteaks and hoagies and all kinds of shit, you know, 2, 3 in the morning. Like, yo, that ain't a good look. That ain't a good look. Trust me, it ain't good. I eat overnight, but I make sure I eat like just fruits and vegetables. Lately, I've had a thing for these little honey roasted peanuts. Them shit be good. Man, I don't know what it is about peanuts. For my people who don't have peanut allergies or nut allergies, what is it about peanuts? Why is it like? Why does it seem like you can just eat peanuts and just keep eating them? Especially if they already peeled. It's like, take a handful. All right, I ain't going to eat no more peanuts. It's a healthier snack than candy. It's a healthier snack than pastries and pies and cakes and stuff like that. You know. But nonetheless, you don't want to go heavy. You don't want to go heavy in the things that you eat, because the things that you eat will affect your mental and emotional state to the point where you're going to need those mental days off. You might need those mental days off that become physical days off because you might be up in the hospital somewhere. It gets that deep. It gets that rev. It gets rev, son. It gets rev. Mental day off. It's not always about work. Not always about work, but we spend 8 hours at work. That is 1/3 of our whole entire day. There are only 24 hours in a day. You spend 8 of them at work. That's 1/3. Ain't no telling what you do with the other 16. They say that you're supposed to sleep 8 more hours. That leaves you 8 hours left to do whatever it is that you have to do, taking care of business, making it happen. I don't know too many people who get a full 8 hours of sleep. But for the ones I do, no, I'd be kind of envious. Like, how you do that? How you do that? T.K. Wright says, sometimes you need a mental day off from parenting. You might need a mental day off from caring. Your level of care, your care level is what might be the thing that you need a day off from. Because your level of care is what keeps you running and servicing and doing and performing and showing up. Think about it. Your level of care is what makes you be there. Oh, caring ass nigga. And T. Carrie Wright and Cheryl, you know how niggas will take advantage of you when they know you care. Oh God, they aim right for the care target. Bow, bow. Look, he love these kids. Look, she love these kids. You know, she love this. He love it. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be the ransom. Grandmothers love their children. So what do irresponsible, badass parents do? They use the kids in order to get the grandparents to come at their every beck and call. Because they know them grandparents care about them babies. I know I can't get my daughter or my son off drugs. I can't stop them from messing around with bad men or bad women. I know that they just don't want to do right. They don't want to grow up. But I'm not going to let my babies, my grands, I'm going to rescue them if I can. Yo, my son, my daughter, I know I ought to go down to the court of common pleas. I got to adopt my nieces and my nephews. You know that I can't lose. I got to make sure that they are the ones I choose to make sure they're great, even though the parents I hate. All right. Your caring is what people prey on, is what people plot on. They plot on your caring. So, yeah, you might need a day off from parenting. Your kids take advantage of your caring level. They know. Even when they know you mad at them. Even when you might have to put your hands on them. Even when you might choke them out. You still be performing CPR on them. What? Yeah, you squeezed until the life was, you know, until their body went limp. But here you are. Mom, you really almost took me out this time. Yeah. I told you stop messing with me, boy. I told you, nigga, I told you. Next time I might wait over 3 minutes. I'll take the charge. I don't know how he choked. They found a pork chop bone lodged in his throat. The coroner says, ain't no way. Nah, let me stop playing around with you. My bad job. I don't want to give bad people any ideas. They're already overly creative. Overly creative, man. Yeah, but we're talking about taking a mental day off. A mental day off. Yes, you may need a mental day off from work. More than one day, 2 days, a week, vacation time. But you might also need a mental day off from the other important things that are going on in your life. Your children, your family, your spouse, baby mom, baby dad, lovers. Shoot, you might need a mental day off from your demons. Your demons seem to take a day off exactly when you take a day off. You trying to take a day off from them. They're like, I think I'm gonna take off too. Like, no, you go to work. Demons be like, you off, I'm off. You try not to let your demons know that you was taking off. They found out. Somebody snitched. Need a mental day off from your demons, man. What are your demons? What are your demons? Are your demons of your own creation? Are your demons of your own creation? Have you formatted your demons? Have you formed them? You thinking like, come on, I ain't gonna create a situation that's gonna scare the shit out of me and try to destroy me. You know what we do. We drink, we smoke, we gamble, we overeat, we have sex recklessly. Nothing like a little reckless sex. Nothing like a little reckless sex. Listen, if you ain't never had sex and thought you contracted HIV or got pregnant or got somebody pregnant, then you haven't had sex. Come on, man. You ain't gonna tell me you had sex at any time through the 80s or 90s and was sure that you didn't contract. You didn't contract anything or get knocked up. I ain't saying that you was no whore or no nasty dick dude. I'm not saying that. But you know, in the 80s and 90s, it was the AIDS epidemic. You just couldn't be sure. Couldn't be sure. Even with the condom on, you were scared. Like, they said that you could still get that shit through the saliva. Yeah, well, bottom line is you might need a mental day off from your demons. Demons! Go back in the house, man. I left my demons at the house. I'm only going to the store. No, y'all can't go. No, y'all can't go. Random. I love how in the movies and on TV, you know, they have like a scene where somebody has a gun to somebody's head, and then all of a sudden somebody has a gun to their head. I'm like, I love how in the movies you can come from out of nowhere, literally. Because in real life, it's like, no, he can't. He's all the way over here. I got the gun to his head right here. He's going to have to bust me from 25 yards away. But in the movies, you can literally come from out of nowhere You just come from out of the scene of the shot. Random. I know it's random, but it made me think of it. That's how we, because that can be how we look at our demons that we need a mental health day off from. They just come from out of nowhere. You know, we get in our seat. We get in our seat and we open up our car door, sit in the seat, and it's in the back seat. Come up and choke us from behind. Like, yo, I did not see you in that back seat. My windows ain't even tinted. You know. Shit like that. Shit like that. It's all good, though. We should do a video like that. We walk up in the car, we see somebody in the back seat. Trying to fit down the back seat. It ain't that easy to do. In the movies, you know, it's extremely easy to do. Extremely easy to do. They get it off. They get it off all the time, baby. All the time. TK Wright says, I thought that I had COVID every time my man kissed me. From 2020 to 2022. Damn. Tell you, man, damn. Yo, that's crazy. I swear, I only thought, let's see, having COVID. Ever thought I had COVID? I don't think I've ever thought I had COVID. But the COVID scare, I always figured that some random, no good, nasty-ass, germ-filled person at work or something would give me that shit. I figured the only way I was going to get COVID was from somebody I didn't love. That's how I figured. That's how I figured. I could dig it. Shoot, you know, during the pandemic, speaking of COVID, we needed mental days off from COVID, the propaganda surrounded around COVID. Can I get an amen? Man. I mean, the reports of so many people infected, so many people dying, people that we actually knew, some of them surviving the shit, some of them not. You know, COVID takes your life fairly quickly. But some people have suffered from COVID for a long time. I think I heard the other day, I saw something about Albie Shore, you know, coming home after being in a coma for like a couple of months. Somebody told me that it was because of COVID. I don't think that's right, though. I don't think that's right. I think he had to get gastric bypass or some shit. I don't know. He was messed up. Shout out to the off on your own girl, Night and Day Boy. Shout out to Al B. Shore. He lost a lot of weight, kidney failure and all of those shit. Shout out to all my dialysis patients. I know you wish you could have a mental day off from kidney failure. A mental day off from needing a transplant. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all should subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We about to get on the body here, though. We about to go. I'm about to set my people free. Let y'all enjoy this Saturday. Here in sunny Philadelphia. Philadelphia where it's always sunny. It's not sunny right now. It's very overcast. It was raining this morning, rain last night. But we're okay. We're going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Thanks, won't. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Eric Croxton. Happy birthday to you. And also Sharice McIntyre, no relation. But what up, cuz? Happy birthday to you, Sharice. And also my man, Antonio Starks, Tone Starks, turning 51 years old today. He comes through on this show, does the damn thing. Happy birthday to you, my brother. And also Butter Rock, turning 34 years old today. And Miranda Jean-Francois, turning 35 years old today. And Tamia Nickerson, go get her. My girl Tamia Nickerson turning 48 years old today. And Michael Cummings turning 57 years old today. And Nichelle Shani turning 43 years old today. And Sharon Goldilocks Crawford, my girl, turning 47 years old today. And my cuz up there in Milwaukee turning 59 years old today. Wait a minute. It says 59 on one profile and 60 on the other. I think he's 60. I think my man Kenneth Neal, Ken, affectionately known as Ken, I think he turned 60. Happy birthday to you, my brother. And last but not least, Yolanda Coates, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious March 11th, anywhere out there in the world. I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do the thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. Anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, I said, man, Mental Health Day might be something that you really need. We all need to take a day off from the routine that we have been following in our lives, whether it's good or bad, the obligations that we have taken on and the responsibility that we have signed on for sometimes can start to weigh really heavily on us, to the point where it takes a toll on our physical, mental, and emotional health. And when your head ain't right, when your mind ain't right, you know you can't do most things right. So take some time off, you know, eat better, do some breathing techniques, exercise, but take some time out, take some time off to get some rest, regroup, refuel, retool, redo, rejuvenate. It's necessary. And trust me, whatever you are leaving behind, whatever you're afraid is going to break down when you aren't there, trust me, they'll make it until you get back. You can make it if you try. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Oh, we'll be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. All right, so Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah.